I have no idea if this is true or not, if this will happen. I mean, this is just my guess. We are being told that General Motors is leaving the Renaissance Center and moving into the newly named Hudson's Detroit. She and Dan Gilbert, Mary Barra and Dan Gilbert are having a press conference. We've been invited to at 4:30. But that's what we're hearing is what's going to be the announcement that oftentimes is leaked, whether they want to or not. And would that then lead to the shortest time a building has been named a name and then changed again? I can't imagine the building will not become somehow tied in or known as GM's world headquarters. I don't know, but that would mean it wouldn't be Hudson's Detroit anymore. But maybe they don't get the naming rights to the building. Who knows what's going on? We'll have to find out at 4:30 this afternoon when Mary Barra and Dan Gilbert will have a press conference. But that's what we're hearing is GM is moving out of the Renaissance Center and into Hudson's Detroit. And will that change the name from Hudson's Detroit? We'll see. It's good news because it means GM gets out of a Renaissance Center problem, and I say that in the nicest of ways, and the Renaissance Center is not going to be left dangling because Dan Gilbert and Bedrock are going to take over filling that building, and they'll do a great job of that. At least that's my guess from everything that I'm hearing so far. We'll have it all together at 4:30 at the press conference. Meanwhile, jailhouse phone calls from James Crumbly, and you know how I feel. I never wanted to mention the Crumbly name on my show. It's inevitable. It's impossible not to. So here we go again. The jailhouse phone calls from James Crumbly to his family, friends, and attorney have been released by the Oakland County Sheriff's Office, and they give us an insight into his feelings while preparing for his trial. As you might guess, the calls show a man frustrated, angry, and lashing out, specifically lashing out at one person, Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald. WJR Senior News Analyst Marie Osborne has listened to the recordings, brave woman that she is, and joins us to tell us more. Hello, Marie.
Hi, Paul. So in the courtroom, James Crumbly appeared to be attentive, and in addressing the court at his sentencing, he was respectful and told victims' families he was sorry for what his son had done. But in the jailhouse recordings released by the Sheriff's Department, we hear a very different James Crumbly, one who is angry and frustrated and, in fact, sees himself as a martyr.
Like I told you, we're martyrs. You know, without the whole dying aspect of it, because I don't know a better word to use. So I used the word martyr. But we're martyrs to make sure that this doesn't happen to anybody else in America again.
8 audio files were released by the sheriff's office. They're filled with expletives, and most of his ire is directed at the county prosecutor, Karen McDonald. In one call, he challenges authorities to, quote, go ahead and send the calls to McDonald.
Yeah, Karen McDonald, you're going down. Yeah, you stick at the jail. Go ahead. Record this call. Send it to Karen McDonald.
Tell her how
James Crumbly's going to take her down.
What a sick idiot.
She will not have a law license when I get done with her. And like I said earlier, Karen McDonald will be working at McDonald's because she ain't going to be able to get a job anywhere else.
Now, these calls go back to 2022. The calls were not mentioned until James Crumbly's trial. And the prosecutor said they raised the issue of the calls privately with the court because James Crumbly was going to be sitting unshackled just a few feet away from Karen McDonald during the trial. Well, the defense has maintained, Paul, that the in-court records that the prosecutor's office strategically disclosed the phone calls during the trial just to make James Crumbly look bad.
No, they didn't make James Crumbly look bad. James Crumbly made James Crumbly look bad. He's a blithering idiot. He is. Maybe this will help them say that he's too mentally deranged to have stood trial. Maybe that's what they're going to work on in their efforts to continue to keep these people out of jail. Who knows?
Yeah, well, as we know, anything is possible in these cases. But this, who knows if this will be a piece of any of the further proceedings that may happen here. Any of the, we may be seeing that. We don't know. But it, I thought it was very interesting that he really took it. He said in one cut that he felt like he was in the Army, you know, like he'd signed up in the Army, that he was going to go out there and fight a good fight for all the parents in America who could be victimized like this by a county prosecutor.
Wow. Talk about being completely detached from reality.
Yeah.
Apparently taking no responsibility at all for not even paying attention to his son, who was screaming for help. And the help they got him was, let's give him a gun. Let's give our unstable son, who has all of these horrific delusions and problems that he's asked us help for, and we go, oh, you'll be okay, and let's give him a gun. Yeah, that guy's a complete moron. I don't want to hear his name anymore. I know we can't avoid it, but it bothers me. It bothers me to have to hear it. Anyway, there's other news out there, Marie, and the news, two different bits. The feds have found some cash. They say Kwame Kilpatrick had stashed. I didn't read the story. You're probably on top of it. I'm not. And the other story is right now, as we speak, the Golden Gate Bridge is shut down still with an anti-Israel march and blockade. Anti-Israel protests shut down Golden Gate Bridge. What an interesting time this is, don't you agree?
Oh, I think this is a very interesting time. It was a very tense weekend, all because of what's going on in the Middle East.
Right.
And, I mean, you know, a lot of us didn't go too far without at least checking into the news to see what was going on.
Right.
You know, it's interesting, too, with these types of protests here where you're inconveniencing a lot of people. You know, a lot of times people say, no, this is how you bring attention to your cause because this is the only way to do it. But it's also interesting in that you're affecting a lot of innocent people who might get mad at you.
Yeah, these
and
are
your
not,
cause.
They're not so, winning people over to their side doing this to them.
Right, right. It's a crapshoot when you decide to have this kind of protest. So right now it is still on a complete standstill. You know, people are just standing there. It's not violent in any way, but it is inconveniencing an awful lot of people.
Marie Osborne, WJR senior news analyst, on the story. And how about that 4:30 press conference, Marie,
oh, yes,
with General Motors and
very
Dan Gilbert, Mary Barra?
Mm-hmm. Very big news.
Big, big story. Big story. It's really, honestly, if what we're guessing is it's the best outcome ever, because it means that the Renaissance Center will not be abandoned. It'll be in the good hands of Dan Gilbert, and he knows what to do with real estate.
Well, he sure has proven that in the past, so let's hope that may be what's in the future for the Renaissance Center. We'll see what the details are.
Well, see, she's a news person. She has to wait until it's official.
The devil's always in the details, Paul.
I understand that. I understand that as we continue in focus on WJR.